Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to check in with Nazreen with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Good morning, Nazreen.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you doing today?
Doing great, and at least we have a little bit of a break from the heat with lots coming up. We have an adoption event on the way.
Yes, we do. We're hosting our next walk-in adoption event on July 10th, which is a Wednesday, from 12 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. in both Kitchener and Stratford. And our goal for the event is same-day adoption. So if you have a dog at home and you're interested in adopting a dog from our Humane Society, we highly recommend that you bring your pet with you to the adoption event because we must do a meet and greet. We do have some reduced adoption fees on our adult animals, but kittens and puppies will be regular adoption fee. That said, we also do have a lot of kittens in our care at the moment. So if you're interested, visit our website to check out profiles at kwsdhumane.ca. And again, the adoption event is on July 10th.
And that is a Wednesday, and it's a great way to get answers to your questions, or if you've been thinking, gosh, I'd love to adopt a pet, but I'm just not sure where to begin, this is a perfect opportunity.
Oh, yes. And again, please bring your pet with you so we could do a meet and greet and see if it's a good match or not.
Sounds good. Again, the location, 125 Griffith Road in Stratford for the adoption event for Wednesday, July 10th. And we're just about, well, we are into summertime, but we're not quite into July just yet. But still some spots for summer camps?
Yes, we do have some limited spots still available for our summer camp this year. If your kid is an animal lover, it's a great way to spend an entire week immersed with the Humane Society. It's for children ages between 6 and 12, and our week-long summer camp consists of an engaging tour of our facility, animal interactions — who doesn't like animal interactions with puppies and kittens — two educational presentations per day, lots of games, crafts, and so much more. Camp runs from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. from July 2nd to August 15th, and you can sign up on our website at kwsdhumane.ca.
All right, and we'll pass along the details on our socials as well, but let's spotlight Skipper, Nazreen.
Yes, 2-year-old Skipper is still looking for his home. He's the longest resident at our center, and he has been with us since December last year, and that's more than 6 months. A little bit about his past: Skipper came to us as a stray with an unusual gait, and further diagnostics revealed that he had multiple huge fractures. But these past injuries don't affect him currently. He's super friendly, super adorable. He's a bundle of energy, and his favorite thing to do in the whole world is play fetch. We have reduced his adoption fees to $50 in hopes of finding him a forever home sooner. So if you're interested, check out his profile at kwsdhumane.ca.
And we'll pass along the details, of course, on our website as well with mystraffordnow.com. Lots to check in with Stratford Perth Humane Society. And Nazreen, just before we let you go, we just got the email with Humane Society of Kitchener-Waterloo and Stratford Perth. You recently held your annual general meeting and announcing the board of directors, including 3 new board members. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. And all information is, again, available about our board of directors on our website at kwsdhumane.ca. We also released our annual report. If someone would like to check that out, please visit our website.
kwsphumane.ca. Again, the shelter in Stratford at 125 Griffith Road. And you can give them a call if you want details about the adoption event or summer camps, 519-273-6600. Nazreen, with all the details. Thank you so much, Nazreen. And maybe just before we let you go, at the beginning we were chatting about that it is a little cooler now, but that doesn't mean leaving pets in cars, even with the temperature a little bit more reasonable.
Absolutely. Please just do not leave your pet in the car. It might seem like it's cooler, but then the temperature within the car would rise. And our animals do not have the ability, especially dogs and cats, to control their body temperature or sweat. So do not leave your pets in hot vehicles, please.
Oh, and Nazreen, yeah, it is the long weekend coming up. July 1st is on a Monday. And a note about pets and fireworks.
Yes, pets do, especially dogs, do get scared with the noise. So don't take your dogs out to fireworks show and leave them at home. If you want to take your pet out for the walk, make sure you do it before fireworks start. Make sure you have a safe environment within your house, maybe music playing or TV on so it could kill down the noise. Pretty much. And if you're looking for more details, please visit our website. We have a blog posted about how to keep your pets safe during long weekends with fireworks at kwsdhumane.ca.
Thanks so much for that, Nazreen. Really appreciate that. And we'll chat again next week, and I guess I'll wish you an early happy Canada Day.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Oh, if I could learn.